This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today's economic shorthand is brought to you by the letters E, C, and I. Taken in that order, they stand for the Employment Cost Index, a report from the Labor Department, the latest of which came out this morning, that showed employers in this economy have apparently started stepping up their game. Thanks to low unemployment and the attendant strong labor market, workers are getting better pay and better benefits. The ECI in June, the Labor Department says, went up 2.8% over a year ago, the fastest pace in nearly a decade, which is great. But Marketplace's Rima Kreis hit the streets of downtown Los Angeles to see what people are actually experiencing.
Eva Medina has worked at the same law firm as a paralegal for 18 years. I run into her outside of Starbucks, coffee in hand, and ask her whether she's gotten a pay raise recently. She sighs.
I sigh.
She usually gets a 2% raise each year.
Unless you cry, and then...
Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah. I had to cry last year.
Cost of living just keeps going up, she says. So you cried. How much more did they give you?
They doubled it.
So 4%.
I got actually 5.
And in terms of benefits, most people I talked with say not much has changed.
No, not really.
No, not really.
In terms of benefits, no. But benefits have stayed the same.
The lucky ones, if you can call them that, well, their companies have given them other things, like professional development opportunities. Coleman Richardson, who's in marketing, says his nonprofit is letting him go to 2 conferences this year.
It does seem like there's a bit more investment in employee potential.
In you?
Yeah.
Christina Ruelas works at a company that manages charter schools. At her last job,
they introduced pet insurance as a benefit, which is like I hadn't heard of before, and now it's pretty commonplace to have life insurance as a benefit or long-term disability as a benefit.
She says companies are offering extra perks because the labor market, it's strong, and it's hard to find qualified workers who don't already have a job.
I think that the shift has been more towards retaining quality employees versus just attracting any walking person that's in coming in.
And as long as that's the case, workers may see more raises, and hopefully do a little less crying. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.